Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, to the warehouse, all the people working right now on the Third Watch, doing whatever it is you're doing, however you're doing it, wherever you're doing it, thanks so much for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also over on Parler as the Captain's America. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and take advantage of the things that are over there. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back for hour number two. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Okay, well, we got a question here from a member of the audience, Brian. And Brian says, has technology reached the point where fraud is so widespread that we need to change the 10th Amendment? Short answer, you betcha. Shorter answer, especially in the big blue states that are gaming the system. We know that. We now know that. For example, my home state of Florida, of all things, after all the problems we've had over the past 20 years, we were the shining example for everybody else to follow because our votes were pretty much done by 7:30 and the election was pretty much over by 9 p.m. We knew who'd won, but the mainstream media wouldn't report it.
Well, exactly right. And, you know, what's at the heart of the matter is confidence. And that is, you know, did Trump win the election? Did Biden win the election? The answer is maybe, maybe not. Only because of the demonstrable problems that we have seen. Now, of course, it is going to be said that Trump has no evidence of anything like that. But my goodness, when we see them escorting out the observers or putting up cardboard so nobody can see what they're doing,
which is all in violation of the law.
Of the law, exactly. But that alone, Captain, let's just say, if it was reversed, that alone would have had Jim Acosta and a whole lot of them camped out in Pennsylvania screaming at the top of their lungs on a bullhorn that this violation was going on, and they'd be there with journalists there, and they're going to tell us about it.
Well, I wish
that's not happening.
I wish I didn't have to sit there, and I wish I didn't have to tell people about things like this, which has come out again, but it came out way after the fact. 47 counties in Michigan, 47 counties use software that may have changed the votes from Republican to Democrat, in many cases based on actual cases so far that have been reported. We now know about it. By the way, in one case, they had to make a correction of some 6,000 votes, which turned an election around in one county because they realized what happened. Now, how many other states, we understand it's 30 states across the country, where the same system is in place, where the same thing could have happened, now they got to go in and do that. Now, unfortunately, some of these states happen to be the big blue states, but some of them aren't. They were gaming the system.
Well, right, and what happens is, of course, it's kind of like we've seen throughout the Trump presidency. As much of the attacks, you can go back to the Kavanaugh hearings, for example. Here's the rallying cry for the left, and that is the end justifies the means. That's exactly, I think, their motto. And you know, Captain, you know, we're talking about software that can change votes. Well, what if we were talking about software that just, you know, took money out of people's bank accounts and put them in somebody else's bank account? Well, that would be a major thing, and people would be up in arms, and we'd say, how many people got affected? Well, their voices were taken away from them.
Well, where things stand in the ongoing battle for this, for the control of the Senate is in Georgia. Right now there's four races up in the air, but two of them happen to be in Georgia, and they're going to have a runoff election, special election, on top of all this other in January, to determine who is going to represent the good folks of Georgia. Now, Georgia, they're trying to flip blue big time. That's Stacey Abrams up there. So they're going to try, you watch and see, they're going to try to do the same thing they've just done up there with the ballot harvesting, and that's what they've done, ballot harvesting, and put a big dump on everything after the initial votes get put out there. We need to be smart enough to understand what they're going to do and stop them in their tracks.
Well, that's right. And how do you do that? Well, you have to shed light on it. Mm-hmm. You may have to have some lawsuits about it in order to shed that light on it. You have to have community, here we go, community organizers, perhaps, mm-hmm. that can shed light on it. In other words, that has to be the story. That has to be the thing. When you think runoff, you got to think transparency. And what are they doing for that transparency? And is it something that people can have confidence mm-hmm. in? Make that the story, and you might make some progress.
Yeah, and again, we talked earlier about the envelopes and the mail-in ballots. They discarded the envelopes, so you couldn't see when they arrived or if they were backdated or whatnot, and there's a U.S. Postal Service employee that's going to go on the record and testify that he did see numerous ballots being backdated, so they made sure they got there on time to be counted, okay? That is all a violation of the law. How much of that happened? Don't know. But they need to have these criminal referrals sent to the DOJ to get all that process started. If they don't do it, then shame on us. Shame on us. All right, hold the fort there, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more. You can't make this stuff up. I mean, this is unbelievable. Unbelievable.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Auto Glass America. In the times that we're currently living in, somebody needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 back with your windshield replacement when you tell them I sent you. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim. They'll come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty and a windshield and $100 back at the time of the service. Who's doing that, right? Now, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, and Port Charlotte, and other surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you to get that $100 put in your hand when they give you that new windshield. And Kyle, what do they say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is. All right. Now, and by the way, you got people that anticipate that now in the chat room.
That's right. No, I love that. That's right. all together now.
Yeah, all together now. Yeah. Together. And I think Steve sings along with you. I don't know. Yeah. All right. Listen, AOC. The gift that keeps on giving has come out and wants people to report to the Trump Accountability Project who these people are, who supported Donald Trump, whether they may be this, that, and the other, so that they can compile a list and they can do what they need to do to whatever it is they're going to do to him. Oh, my. Aren't you scared?
Well, actually, you know, Captain, I think that she is scared. She's scared of Trumpism. And she's scared of the notion of the idea that people could really be empowered. See, that goes against her ideology. That goes against her authoritarian proclivities. And by the way, this is exactly what you would do in the Soviet Union, for example, under that kind of system. It's an enemies list. It's a way of believing that you're going to intimidate people and that you're going to go get them, and Lord only knows what they want to do once they get you. My goodness gracious, that's the most un-American, foreign idea that we've seen in a long time from her.
Yeah, and we had one of the ladies of The View, I don't know which one it was, I guess she's an actress or something, she came out and she fired it up, the 70 million plus Trump voters had called us a bunch of names and this, that, and the other, and Molly Hemingway turned around and fired back at her and just broadsided her with her stupid comments, which is what should have been done, but good, kudos to Molly Hemingway for doing that.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I think she had called us, the lady in question, she called us un-American, or called anybody, a Trump voter un-American. And, that's coming on the heels of presumably her political leader, Joe Biden, saying,
yeah,
don't treat each other like enemies.
Well, here's what's un-American, and here's what's illegal. The envelopes and the mail-in ballots that came to Nevada, North Carolina, Georgia, and Pennsylvania, showing the postmark, have all mysteriously disappeared, so the votes cannot be verified via the postmark, which is what they were supposed to be to begin with, as to when they were received, if they were received on time on Election Day, because these votes are being counted as we speak. Now, that by itself violates the state voter laws in place in most of those states, and they're not being held accountable.
Well, of course not. You know why? Because it's all about getting Trump. Evidently, we throw everything out. We throw the Bill of Rights out the window. It's no big deal anymore. And it's unfortunate. I'm not trying to be funny, but this is so absurd, Captain, that you'd watch this in a movie and you would say nobody would believe this, because who could get away with these kinds of egregious activities?
Well, if you're in a blue state, they can. Now, here's the other thing. The Wall Street Journal editorial board wrote an article, and they told AOC, they said, hey, AOC, there's no mandate for Joe Biden. His party and your progressive ideas lost. And they did. They did.
They really did. They lost big time. Again, this is
all those seats in Congress.
Absolutely. And the very fact that the Democrats are now going to go to their own sort of internal war about who's going to be the speaker and why they lost and all these things, and they can't see any of it, I think. Oh, well, some can. I'll take that back. Some can, but they're the ones here. Now, watch. They're going to be the ones to be vilified and ostracized, and they're going to get primaried, by the way, by AOC and her, merry band of political thought police, I guess.
Democratic socialists.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And so, but see, because it's all about creating the power or taking the power, and they see, and again, everything's a means to an end. And it's not about establishing a coherent Democrat party that, goes up against the Republican Party and that kind of thing. It's a completely different, it's a completely different set of circumstances.
Now, I'm sorry to say I don't know who this person is, Jameel Hill. She says that the Democrats need to stop obsessing over the white working class voters and start worrying, and she's a black lady, and start worrying about their own ilk.
Well, she's an ex-ESPN host, and she had some kind of weird tweets or something recently, and she had lost her position there. But, yeah, this is the kind of thing to go out and say, to stop obsessing over white voters or something. I mean, it's so ridiculous that maybe she's fighting for relevancy in the aftermath of this and get her name back out in the news, I guess.
You going to New York anytime soon?
No, I'm not. But if I wanted to, it would be a very difficult to account for all the quarantine stuff and whatnot.
Well, New York's Governor Cuomo has upped the National Guard presence at the airports because they're checking for people that are landing that cannot prove they've had a negative test for coronavirus. If you can't do that, you're going to a place to be quarantined.
You're going to a place to be quarantined.
They're taking you to the building.
Now, but I do have associates who have to go to New York City, for example. And so everything has to be built in for these COVID protocols. And
they need certification of a negative test?
That's right.
On your position. You need to show it to somebody.
That's right. But see, the thing is, but how do you plan to do business traveling and so forth when you have to build all this into it?
You know what's happened now with the truck drivers?
What's that?
They're going to Jersey, they're dropping their trailer, and they're having some trailer company haul it over to New York and go deliver it and then bring it back to them, which is costing the receiver on the other end, about $1,000 more.
Wow. So that's
on their freight?
Significant. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a and who's going to end up paying for that?
The consumer.
That's right. Exactly right. Mm-hmm. And so, something has got to give on this. Otherwise, a lot of other people's livelihoods and just the flow of business is going to be curtailed heavily.
Yeah, and I just got a question about these what the Supreme Court did, Judge Alito. Does this mean those ballots, the late arriving ballots, won't count? I think they'll count, but I think they got to be kept in a separate segregated pile by themselves. Is that right?
Well, I heard Jay Sekulow talking about this earlier. He had put out a short statement about this.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, those ballots have to be set aside. They will be counted separately, and the counts should be released. You have the master count, which is the counts of all the ballots that would
well, the numbers go back, correct me if I'm wrong, the numbers go back to 8 p.m.
Right.
Election night.
That's exactly right. So you'd have that count.
Which was when Donald Trump was leading.
That's right. And then you'd have the other ones that would have come in later on, and they're mm-hmm. supposed to release that as a separate count and breakdown.
Basically. Now, my thought on this is there would be then a legal precedent established with these other states where they're having problems. So technically, this is how come people are going, well, the president's not he hasn't been defeated, totally lost, this, that, and the other, and all that.
Well, but again, exactly. But the idea, and it's worth exploring because we are talking about the President of the United States here, is are we following the right rules?
I'm chuckling because Al from Nebraska just chimed in the chat room and said, "Your papers, please." That's what you used to hear when you went overseas.
Well, yeah, or also like in the old war movies and stuff like that, where you encounter the German checkpoint or something, and mm-hmm. papers, that, and everybody remembers
yep.
those kinds of characters. But that's what that's the idea you get. And then if a vaccine comes out,
well,
are we going to have a tattoo on our forehead that says we got a vaccine?
Nebraska went blue, so Al better be careful. They might be asking for his papers to go to the next town over.
Well, exactly. And so, again, and everybody wants to be safe, and everybody, and you know what, Captain? The American people actually did what they could. They actually have tried to do the right thing for COVID.
Mm-hmm.
But some of it's getting out of hand.
All right, well, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We're going to have an Edwards notebook at the bottom of the hour here when we do come back. And I'll tell you what, weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. My goodness. Can you imagine what the talking head shows on Sunday are going to be like? Holy smokes. Don't go anywhere. We got plenty more coming your way.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The RNC has deployed legal teams in 4 states, including Georgia.
RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel speaking in Georgia, saying they're going to be looking into irregularities in those 4 states. McDaniel continues,
We are here to investigate clear irregularities. You will hear the evidence of this later on with vote counting and tabulation. We will work with state and local authorities to ensure that a legal count is conducted in accordance to the state's laws.
Biden's lead in Georgia over the president is just over 4,200 votes. And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow losing 67 points to end the week at 28,323. The S&P dropping 1 and the NASDAQ gaining 4. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. By the way, if you've been injured in an accident and need a lawyer, the last thing you deserve is being put on hold or having a law firm robot answer and assign you a number. Now, Fair and Fair doesn't treat people like numbers. From the moment you call, you'll be connected with an actual person ready to listen and help. Their team of injury law experts understands the pressure you're under and will make themselves available to you 24/7. Also, if Fair and Fair doesn't win your case, you don't owe them a penny. So if you've been injured and the insurance company is pushing you around, call Fair and Fair. Let them push back. You can visit them at farahandfarah.com or give them a call at 877-245-6707. 877-245-6707 anywhere in the U.S. of A. And now, here's an Edwards Notebook.
Ever since the Pilgrims migrated to our North American shores, God was an integral part of society. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. From the days of infancy of our republic, God's promise in the biblical passage, 2 Chronicles 7:14, that he will hear the cry of a repentant and humble people and will heal their land, has motivated many American leaders to call citizens to prayer. In 1775, as it began the process of forming a new nation, the Continental Congress called for a day of prayer. At critical junctures during the Civil War, President Abraham Lincoln called for the Republic to fast and pray. In 1952, President Truman signed a bill establishing an annual National Day of Prayer. Recently, President Trump called for a National Day of Prayer in which millions of Americans, including yours truly, engaged in prayer for our republic and sought forgiveness for our individual and national sins. I believe that because of the obedience of God's remnant of believers, there will be a resurgence of greatness in our nation. It will be so profound that America will once again be the envy of the world. A great republic, if we can keep it. I'm Ron Edwards. Enjoy the Ron Edwards American Experience talk show on WCETradio.com.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
Well, there's Ron Edwards, and here comes Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, back into the mix. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we should point out that Bernie Kerik, the former New York police superintendent, during the 9/11 episode, has said that the Democratic Party should be investigated for an attempted coup.
Well, that's pretty strong language, obviously. Well, I think what people really want to know is they want to know, again, about the integrity of the voting system.
Yep.
They want to know, were there ballots that were found in the middle of the night? I mean, these are legitimate questions. And certainly, the American people deserve answers about that. It's not just because people have sour grapes and say, oh, I wanted my candidate to win, my candidate didn't win, or that kind of thing. That's not it at all. But it's when you see these kinds of things begin to happen and you say to yourself, does this make sense? There is an obligation to make sure that it does make sense and why it makes sense, if it does.
Well, in the state of Georgia, we know Stacey Abrams had problems back when she ran for governor because they tried to voter harvest a bunch of votes of all places in Valdosta, Georgia, and they got caught. They got caught.
Right. Exactly.
And it was illegal. And none of the votes that they had managed to garnish counted. Not one. Now we're supposed to believe that all these votes they found in the middle of the night when they dumped 200,000 or more or whatever it was in the state of Georgia, that was just, well, we just found these in a back room somewhere. Yeah, sure they did.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, I know where they found more votes. Didn't they find a postal worker or something trying to go to Canada, and he had all these
on the border.
Ballots in
he had several. He had several bags of mail in the back of his vehicle in the trunk. They opened up the trunk, and some of them were ballots.
Exactly. So here's the thing. You know, we're supposed to obviously count every vote, but that's a rallying cry from the Democrats. But what about the disenfranchised voter who took the time to fill out the ballot and get it ready and put it in the mail, this kind of thing? Their voice was canceled because somebody else did something wrong. And that's not fair, and we're supposed to guard against that. Now, again, we're taking away people's voices,
mm-hmm.
From their ability to make their decision heard on who should lead the country.
Speaking of voices, how about cash? Because Larry Kudlow came out yesterday and said a Biden administration would probably keep Trump's tax cuts in place because if they don't, it's going to result in further deterioration of the economy.
And it would result in anger, I think, Captain. You know, Biden has talked about, you know, rolling back the tax cuts.
Said he was going to do it on day one.
That's right. And mm-hmm. So where would that take us? Take us from a 21% corporate tax rate to 28%,
mm-hmm.
increase the top level from 37 to 39.6, and, of course, you know, that's going to affect so many people down the line and as all throughout the economy. And because if they take all that away, then the people who have been seeing extra money in their bank account over the last few years because of the Trump tax cuts, well, their taxes are going. That's going to go away. Their taxes are literally going up.
Well,
and they don't make $400,000 a year the way Biden was promising. He's only going to get those people.
The minimum was for people that paid taxes. The minimum was you got $2,000 a year back. The minimum was okay.
Right.
Now for the people that didn't pay any tax, they're going, well, we didn't get nothing. Well, yeah, you did. You keep getting the cost of living. It's not what it should be in your Social Security checks and whatnot. And if the cost of goods and services don't cost as much, then guess what? You get a savings when you go to buy stuff.
Well, sure. It's like when the price of gasoline goes down. People see it as an inherent sort of...
Oh, by the way, yesterday gasoline started creeping back up again because that's the next thing.
That's the next thing because what's, you know, President Trump would talk about in his rallies, what's the first phone call he's going to get if he gets reelected, and it's going to be from the Iranian regime trying to make some deal. But if Joe Biden goes back to the old Obama Kerry days of let's be nice to Iran,
mm-hmm.
And give them money and all this kind of get back in the Iran deal, Well, that's gonna make the Middle East shudder, I think, and our energy prices could go up as a result of that, especially if Biden and Harris want to get rid of our energy independence, basically.
Well, the Israeli foreign minister yesterday said that if Biden does in fact become the president, the Middle East is going to explode again.
I know. I am absolutely have the horrors of that, Captain. We were seeing such great progress, and either President Trump, while all these things are going on, working on this, Jared Kushner, of course, and suddenly we got these great deals of making peace with Israel, but all that looks like it could be reversed in a heartbeat. And nobody wants to have another major issue erupt in the Middle East, but a weak Biden presidency would absolutely set the stage for that.
Now, pro-Trump protesters, especially over in the Phoenix area, some of them openly carrying rifles and handguns, were rallying outside voter tabulation centers in some of the cities around the country, responding to accusations from President Donald Trump that the Democrats were trying to steal the White House. Obviously, this went over like a lead balloon with the Democrats that were around.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
And as I mentioned, I'm going to be at a gun show today in Brooksville at the Hernando County Fairgrounds, Two Guys Gun Show, and I will guarantee you right now they will have record sales the likes of which you'll never see again. So if you're looking to be in Brooksville and buy a handgun or a shotgun or a rifle or whatever and ammunition to go with it, you better get there early.
Well, exactly right. If Biden becomes president and he doesn't take a very, very tough line on the violence, the rioting, the just total disregard for mm-hmm. public safety, it could be a very, very bad day in America, I'm afraid.
Now, I've told people, and somebody asked me, they said, they heard about the situation with the Facebook page for the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook group. Facebook is actually monitoring and deciding whether or not messages that are being posted by anybody, including yours truly, can be put on the page and they don't violate the Facebook standards, because apparently some of the people, and I didn't think anything about it, apparently some of the people that were posting things there were posting things that were not according to the Facebook standards. So to make a long story short, they put everybody on a vented list, where vetted list, rather, where you post something and they check it. Now, they haven't bothered me, because normally all I post is my podcast over there or news stories, legitimate news stories, but other people have been having a problem. So with that being said, I'm now also on Parler at the Captain's America. They can find me over there, which is where somebody suggested I put up a site. So our page. So I did. So Kyle, hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Denise Simon's right around the corner. And don't forget, our program is all about we the people. We the people. And what we the people can do. It's all about us. We need to get our act together now. Especially after what's just happened.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding.
Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
There you go, and that's Donna Fiducia up there, Carrollton, Georgia, way from the Double D Ranch, and she's just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia, and a big hoo-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning. All right, this is the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot Travel Center at Flying J Truck Stop, closest to you. When you see that out there in the road, guys and gals, pull on in there, especially on the third watch. Tell them you were listening to me. I'll tell you about them, and you'll get yourself a free cup of coffee. And then while you're at it, why don't you join the Drivers Club and get the points that come along with buying fuel and buying food and buying stuff in the store and use that to save you even more money. All right, here we go. We're going dancing again. Oh, yeah. Back in the days of bell bottoms when dancing was the thing to do with your gal, that was what we did. And I'm telling you, unbelievable. And Kyle, I'm telling you, I know I had you going around that time too again, right?
Oh, yeah. I love KC. And that's just a great song. It still sounds good today.
Wasn't it a California band?
It might have been, yeah, KC and the Sunshine Band, but they had a great sound, and they had several hits, absolutely.
Oh, they had a bunch of them. All right, well, here we go. Speaking of hits, we're about to get hit by something. Powerful storms are emerging in the West. The Tropical Depression Eta, soon to be a tropical storm again, is headed towards Florida, southern Florida, later this weekend. Lots of rain coming. Now, a deep, cold storm will bring numerous impacts to the western states this weekend. Heavy and blowing snow will develop in Montana and across the Rocky and southwestern mountains, including the Grapevine in Southern California. We're talking areas are going to get 2 to 3 feet of snow over the weekend through Monday. Now, critical fire weather threats ahead of the front and dangerous surf along the west can also be expected. Meanwhile, Tropical Depression Eta, soon to be Tropical Storm Eta again, is going to produce up to 15 inches of rain in South Florida. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, Captain, tonight in Colorado, if you're heading west out of Denver on I-70,
yeah.
That's right. If you're heading through that area, you've got a big winter weather advisory going on. Looks like they're going to have snow, of course, in the high elevations, but also to a lesser amount in the lower elevations, but it's definitely going to affect your travel through there as you head on over west towards Grand Junction, for example. Also, winter storm warning down in the Telluride and Durango areas in southwestern Colorado. High wind watch, east of Denver as you travel up the I-25 corridor, and those high winds continue up in Cheyenne and Laramie, Wyoming, as you travel across I-80. Up in Montana, we've got winter storm watch and winter storm warnings going on, and a blizzard warning, Captain. This is going to be in the Great Falls area, north of Great Falls, between Cutback and Havre, and that's going to be coming in, I think, as we go through the weekend. Several inches of snow, maybe 2 feet of snow, for the people there in Montana. So be very, very careful if you're traveling in those areas. And of course, over in the West Coast area, we've got rainstorms coming through, which is also going to generate snow at the higher elevations out in the San Bernardino Mountains and so forth. Also, wind advisory, if you're traveling through Victorville on the 15 freeway, you might even be heading towards Cajon Pass, and Cajon Pass is going to have winds of about 15 miles an hour. It's going to have a lot of rain, we understand, and the temperature is going to get down, I think, on Saturday and Sunday, maybe 38 on Saturday, but maybe 34 on Sunday, so you got to be careful for snow and ice in the Cajon Pass as well.
Well, I just heard from Catwoman's better half, Road Dog. I just got a message here. He's listening to us on the radio right now, so hello to Road Dog out there. He says he misses being out there with his wife. She's, of course, recuperating from surgery that she had. And he says, I'm enjoying the extra fuel points on the Pilot and Flying J, and he's listening right now. So, Road Dog, you be careful out there, okay?
Very cool. That's right. Be careful, Road Dog.
Yeah. Now, I got to talk about the East Coast because I'll just mention there's some fog up there from Virginia on up the line towards Wilmington, Delaware. And, by the way, that means it's foggy over Biden, so there actually is a fog in Biden's area. Well, never mind. We won't go there. But you know where I was going, right?
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, let's get to this real quick here because we have got a big mess coming to Florida. This storm system, Tropical Storm Eta, is what it's going to be. We could have 60-mile-an-hour winds by about noontime on Monday in South Florida, coming up through right along the coastline, dumping all kinds of rain, 15 inches of rain in South Florida over the weekend, and that rain could continue on up during the early part of next week, Monday and Tuesday, as the storm goes up. And there's a guiding system to the west that's going to push it towards Florida more so than going out where all these storms have been going lately, towards Louisiana. So be advised, we're going to get a bunch of rain. We'll get wind, but it won't be anything like the rain we're going to get. And South Florida, as I said, minimum 15 inches, maybe even more
now they're talking in South Florida. Could be more than 15 inches. Holy smokes. Well, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you on Monday morning.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We appreciate him very much. And we go from Kyle Warren right on over to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Where are we at with all of this mess?
Who the heck knows?
Well, talk about the Supreme Court, if nothing else, because at least we know about them.
Yeah, we got to give a big hat tip to Justice Alito, because what he has said is, it's really kind of a second decision on the Supreme Court, but he said to Pennsylvania, hey, anything that came in after 8 p.m., which I guess is the exact time that the polls closed.
Election
in
night.
Pennsylvania, election night.
Yep.
Needs to be segregated, preserved, and protected. separated from the normal ballot voting systems. So we have no idea that where they are with what came in after that, if you know, and how they're going to do that. Have they already started that process? Because remember, the ballots come out of an envelope.
Yep.
So I would say the guts of the evidence are in the envelope and not so much the ballot.
Mm-hmm. And what did they do with the envelope?
Well, the envelope tells us, one, a postmark, which gives us the date.
Mm-hmm.
And we even have some issues now where things were backdated.
Yeah, according to the post office, yep. Mm-hmm.
So we have that. Then you have a name, and then you have an address, and you have a signature. So when you open up, we have to ask the question, and I haven't heard anybody ask it but me, is when you open the envelope and you take out the ballot, there's nothing on the ballot except little black marks that people put in on the ballot for the
vote.
Correct,
correct.
There's no name, there's no nothing, there's no identifier.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened to the envelope?
Mm-hmm.
Is the envelope preserved? Because really that's how you do the checks and balances to see if it's Daffy Duck or if it was mailed on, you know, November the 6th. And then
hold
you check the signature.
Hold that thought. We'll talk about that when we come back, because that is the problem, folks, right then and there. Many, many, many of these envelopes, not just in Pennsylvania, but other states, have been thrown away, or they've either been shredded, or they've been burnt, whatever they do with them, like they were trash, and that is not what you're supposed to do.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.